Hey, welcome to Define the Fight today on this fine Monday morning. You know what I love about that is, you know, until you define the fight, how do you expect to win the fight? And joining me today is a prime example on how we add different pieces of our life into the big jigsaw puzzle or our purpose. And joining me today is Felix Asari. He is a Fortune Scale cybersecurity executive, the author of Zero to Hero, Your Guide to a Career in Cybersecurity. He is also the founder of the Superhuman Mindset podcast, but then also newly coming, the founder of the Superhuman OS, the operating system for your life. So Felix, I'm excited to dive in with you. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mariah. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's good. You know, you look at cybersecurity,
yes,
and then where you're moving in certain directions. It's like you are now helping people enhance the security of their mind, their body, their spirit, and their wealth.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about your background. Let's talk about cybersecurity and how it's leading you into where you're moving into next.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. For me, this all started with IT. Just little guy in Ghana who fell in love with computers. And it was all about how can I basically break this thing, figure out one, how it works, and two, how to break it. And that catapulted me into Fargo, North Dakota. So way back in 2009, I found myself in Valley City for the very first time. That was my first time actually going on an airplane.
Wow.
Yeah. So just take a pause for a second. All the way from Ghana, West Africa. Never been on a plane before. I get on this flight and we are going to Valley City. So from Ghana to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Minneapolis, Minneapolis to Fargo. And that was my first time.
So I want to know, what season did you arrive in Valley City?
You know, it was August. And I had no idea. I mean, I'd heard about the seasons, you know, they said it's cold up there, but nobody really told me what to expect. And my dad would always say, you have to dress up like how you want to be addressed. So for me, it was, I'm in a three-piece suit in August coming to Fargo. I get to the airport, and that was the first time I realized, wait a minute, everybody's looking at me. Every single person I passed would just be like, who is this person? And that was the first time I realized I was black.
No idea.
So, different skin color in Fargo in the summer in a three-piece suit. And that's when the journey began.
Wow.
Yeah.
So from that journey, I want to know, like, okay, so clearly that experience was very impactful. But what were some of the different lessons that you learned along the way? Because let's be honest, Fargo wasn't very diverse when you look back however many years ago.
Yep.
I mean, clearly diversity now is, it's very diverse, mm-hmm. which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But for your experience, how did that lead you and guide you moving forward?
For me, it was really about identity. So I believe that God literally brought me from Ghana, put me on this soil, so that I could move away from everything that I knew and that he would talk to me and help me figure out exactly who I am and who he wants me to be. So coming here was, wow, everybody says there's nothing here, but I see everything. All I see is opportunity. I learned how to fly a plane here. I learned how to scuba dive here. I learned how to talk to executives here. Everything started here. So when I went to school, it was not about they don't look like me. It was about how do I bring my light to people that have never seen anyone like me before.
Mm.
I'll share one example. I was in a grocery store, and I think it was Coburn's or something like that at the time. And then this kid literally was walking through the aisle, running, 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 making all of this noise. And then kid sees me, goes, "Mommy." And then runs away. But I saw that as an opportunity. Go down, smile, and say, "Hi, how are you?" And then all of a sudden, you could see the light up in her parents' eyes. Like, wow, he's not that different. So that whole experience all the way from college, going to Minnesota, all of that really taught me who I was and how I can continue to bring that light to anybody I came into contact with.
And I love that perspective, because far too often people will shift to the other way mm-hmm. in regards to being angry, upset, instead of, hold on here, I am different, right?
Yeah.
Right? We all are different.
Yes.
It's all about the viewpoint, but it's a lesson. You're like, hold on, this is an opportunity for me to share, to break certain barriers that may be there and say, hey, we are more alike than we are different. And when we start looking through a different lens, mm-hmm. start clearing the different things out and say, hey, let's link arms together because we are both light.
Absolutely. And I like how you put that. We are more united because of our indifference. I don't want to be around people that think like me, act like me, do everything like me. I want to be around people that are ready for the fight, because the fight is not going to be fair. It's never been fair. So I want people that have different lenses that I have never seen before. And my job is to connect those dots together. So for example, first day in class, I get to Valley City. They say there's something called testing out. And guess what class it is? Computer class. I'm coming from Ghana. I've already met some folks on campus. We had something they called Learning to Live. And in Learning to Live, that's where they kind of take you through how to live on campus, where to find stuff. And then they would ask a question. So does everybody understand? And I'm from Ghana. I just raise up my hands and I want to talk. And everybody's looking at me like, you have an accent. I didn't know what that meant. I grew up in a place where I had a tutor for math, science, everything. My dad is a chemist. So I grew up in an environment where you show up and you show out. I did not know how to. So in that environment, when I started to talk and then they said I had an accent, I was like, okay, does that mean I need to talk like you? No. So computer class comes around and then they say we have testing out. And I've been doing computers in Ghana. So when I saw the questions, mind you, I'd never even seen a fiber optic cable. We talked about fiber optic cable last night. I'd never seen one before, but I learned everything about it. So now I'm in an environment where I can touch it. I can feel it. All the things they're asking on the computer questions, I already knew. So I'm like, easy. And then they said, if you can do it in 30 minutes, you don't have to take the class again.
Like, here I am.
What land is this? So again, back to opportunity, being able to take that, pass it within 15 minutes, I'm done, and walk out, and everybody looking at me going, we can't even understand exactly what he's saying, but he did this. Now we want to know more about him. We want to know what he's about. And that goes back to the light. Now I can teach them. Now I can show them. Have you heard about Ghana? Have you heard about West Africa? Do you know what happens there? And education.
Well, speaking of education, you and I had a conversation last night too, is that schools right now are set up as a checklist mentality. Mm. Where it's, we're going to give you these options or these classes so that you go into college, or if you go into the job force, or if you're going into the military. But what it's not set up for is entrepreneurs who think differently. And that is a hard point. So I'm just going to use a prime example. My son, who's 19, he did not want to go to college. Mm. And I'm totally cool with that. You know what? Choose your path. He's driven financially.
Yes.
And he struggled in high school.
Yes.
But now he has a job, full-time job, and at the age of 19, I can say that, you know, he just purchased his first home.
Oof.
So for schools to say, or in the past when we were growing up, program, mm-hmm. like, this is the direction that you need to go, instead mm-hmm. of following our intuition and our purpose and our passion, like, this is where I'm guided, listening yes. to that message versus this is what you have to do. Now it starts opening so many different doors. And it starts elevating you instead of keeping you locked in. So like when we look at COVID, people were either locked, they were either locked up or they were locked in. So we're all about being locked in right now in
yes.
life. When we come back though, Felix, I want to dive into the superhuman mindset, because I know that clearly you have that by just the stories that you shared that right now. But I think it's important for people to understand that they can start looking at different ways to train their mind to think differently as well. So we'll be back here shortly on Define the Fight. Hey, welcome back to Define the Fight. We are here with Felix Asari. And stories really can move mountains because the fact is you have to make sure that you're taking the steps. So as we climb in life, it's recognizing that the climb is never done. So once you think that you hit the top of the mountain, it's important to understand that as soon as you hit the top, you can look left, look right, wave, and recognize it's a false summit because there's always another mountain to climb. So talking about superhuman mindset.
Yes.
You have a podcast that talks about psychology, habits, strategies of high performing leaders. I can clearly see that you have a superhuman mindset. So it only makes sense that you founded it. And then looking at like-minded individuals and diving more into the ways that they think, the ways that they move, and the why. So let's talk about your podcast and how it all came about.
Sure. Before we talk about my podcast, I want to talk to everybody that is under the sound of my voice right now that is going through a tough time where you feel like you have given it your all and you don't have answers. Nothing is really happening for you right now. I want to tell you, take a breath for a second. This is your time. This is your defining moment. You have the power to change everything. And guess what? Whatever it is that you need to get you to your next level is already in you. I want you to say that to yourself. Whatever you need to get you to your next level is already in you. Your job is to find it. Now, about my podcast, I'm in Ghana. My aunt says, "Hey, Felix, I'm about to go meet the president." And I'm like, "Okay, but my driver is sick. And I don't know if I want to cancel that appointment because I really need to go meet him." I'm like, "Oh, sure. I'll be your driver. Please."
Yeah, absolutely.
So I drive her. We get to this man's huge estate and everyone is in there. They're having their conversation. I'm sitting out in the front, just waiting as a driver would. And he comes out as he's saying bye to everybody, shaking their hands. And he goes, "And who's that?" Again, for that person that's going through any tough time where you feel there's nothing that's a breakthrough for you, preparation starts in this moment. You have to be prepared for that vision that you have. If you are not prepared, when that time comes, you're going to miss it. So it wasn't the time where I'm a driver. I'm in a driver position. I'm sitting there. He comes out. He says, "And who's that guy?" And I get up. I already knew he went to my high school. And in my high school, we call each other senior. So anyone that went to Prempeh College in Ghana, they already know we call each other senior. So I'm like, "Oh, senior, my name is Felix." And I introduce myself. I look him in the eye. And then he goes, "What? And you sitting here? Come on over here. What's going on with you?" And then he starts to ask me questions. And everything that I had been preparing for showed up in those 35 seconds. And you know what he says, Maria? He says, "You should come back next week and come see me. Hey, can you get him an appointment?" So I set up an appointment. I went to go see him. We were just chit-chatting, just 30 minutes, just chit-chatting. And then in that moment, I realized he was dropping so much gems, so many of them. And I said, "I really wish my brother was here so he could listen to this." And that's when Superhuman Mindset was born. I said, "Grandpa, can I come back and then ask you some questions that I can share with the rest of the world?" And everything changed from there.
You know, I love the fact of you talking about being prepared for the opportunity. Most people are not, right? They're stuck in the fact of fear, the fear of scarcity. How am I going to get there? Instead of imagining that you're already there. Like you had mentioned, what you're looking for or your purpose is already within you. All you have to do is take one step forward.
Yes.
And you talk about 1% of change or incorporating different habits. It's very important for us to switch, you know, flip the switch. I can't talk today. Bear with me. It's Monday, right? We're rolling with it. But, you know, I went to the John Maxwell conference too, and he was talking about when you're looking at when people are losing hope. Look at Charlie Brown. He was an example of failure.
Yes.
He couldn't kick the football. He was never going to get the girl, right? And people always looked at that. Okay, so what is the next low-light reel?
Yes.
And then you have people in their highlight reels, but the importance for success and opportunity to arise is recognizing that success and failure need to be merged together. They partner well. Because with success, if you only have success, you know, John Wooden, like prime example coaching, right? It was like, okay, win, but we always have things to work on. Mm-hmm. However, if you're always on the winning team, you can forget to, or fail to look at the details on how can I improve, and it can turn into arrogance. And then you also have vice versa, where if you're never successful or if you never taste it, it's really hard to get out of that position. So now when you start merging those together, the highs and the lows, now you are operating at a full system because you're going to be humble in the storm,
absolutely,
but then you're also going to have grace in the success.
Mm. You know, this is so good to hear you say it this way. One of the frameworks in life, it doesn't matter which way you decide to move. Your life is moved by frameworks and systems. One of the frameworks that I live by is however hard it gets, that's going to make my story more dramatic. So again, I will turn back in and talk to you, my dear listener. Think about this day that you are over here trying to figure out how to even put food on the table for your kids. That story that seems like a failure, that is going into your story. And no matter how hard it is, as much as it gets that hard, that makes your story a lot more nice to even say. Can you imagine if I had not gone through that in Valley City and been to VCSU and enjoyed the process? And sometimes it was not fun, I'm not going to lie. But that has put us here so I can have a story to share. So when people say, oh, you know what, when you are going through this, I enjoy the process. I don't like that process. I don't like that saying. I just say my story is going to sound so good because of what I went through.
Turning your pain into purpose.
Turning your pain into purpose. And so when I bring folks onto the podcast to talk about their superhuman mindset, we are not there to talk about the highlight reels. We are not there to talk about the little clip notes that you can clip and say, oh, and then I did this. And no, it's about what was going on through your mind. Like this, Preston Kufuor, I asked him, you've been in a country where there was instability. You helped bring the country to the most stable it's ever been. And since he left office, his approval ratings were about 80% and over. No president has gotten up to that point. But then he decides, 8 years is up, I'm stepping down because that's my word. What is wrong with you? You got to listen to the people. What is going on through your mind? That is what we talk about on the Superhuman Mindset. The girl, Ann Holmes' daughter, that goes to Michigan State, or I think University of Michigan, and says, you know what, I got a scholarship to come and play basketball, but nope, I feel within me that rowing is what I need to do, and goes ahead to go win that Olympic gold medal. Wow. Everybody around you told you no. The guy that says, hey, I am on Wall Street, I'm making so much money, but I am going to take all of my 401k, close every account out, and move to Ghana, where people don't even know what's happening over there. And now he has 300 apartment buildings everywhere. What was going on through your mind when you decided to take that decision? That's what I want to share on my podcast. And that's what we talk about every single time.
And I love that because it also guides people to start listening to their intuition because it's 99.9% right. So whether it is what direction do I want to go in my life, whether it's self-defense, listen, you know, the messages are clear.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it takes honing in on the vision a little bit more on where you want to go. And you mentioned like the low light reels. If you only talk about the highlight reels, you're missing out on an opportunity for connection. Because if you put yourself on a pedestal and that's all you're talking about, you can seem like you're untouchable or you're unreachable or they can't connect with me. But now when you talk about whether it's failures, low light reels, however you want to label it, it's like, okay, we're on the same playing field.
Exactly.
Wow, I hear you. And I've been there. It's just that my script or my story is just a little bit different. But
that's
I want
right.
to learn more about you and how you did it.
Exactly. And, you know, you train every single day. When I talk to all of my friends that have gone through any type of serious training, it's about, let me get you there. and see when you can break. It's not about the highlight reel. The whole idea is if you have enough stripes on you, when that day actually comes, you have enough to stand on. That's why even when we talk about our experience with God, it's not about, oh, God, I need some money and you gave me money. No, the hard times, how you showed up for me. Now I have an experience with you and I can stand on that and say, if you did this for me, oh, I know everything else that's ahead of me is going to be way better because of that. So for everyone, what are you stepping on? If you don't have the stripes.
I love that. And that leads what we're going to go into next about the pillars of health, because with your app,
yes,
you're going to be providing different ways for people to be accountable.
Absolutely.
But then also do the deep dive on a lot of different areas in the life that sometimes people push to the side. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the superhuman OS, the operating system for your life. When we come back on Define the Fight. Hey, welcome back to Define the Fight. We are here with Felix Asari, and we are talking about health. Mm. And there's so many different pillars. It all depends on which way that you look at it.
Yes.
And what I love about this is that the health and wellness industry has really shifted, and it has opened up more opportunities. So for people who struggle, where it's time, finances, or other, now there's different opportunities that have apps that are available for those individuals to see. So, okay, hey, my life, I'm not going to be able to make it into the gym, but on this app, what can I do at home? Mm. Or how can I do this at my at-home gym, hotel, so on and so forth. But now you have created an app that has a lot of different bells and whistles. And when I say that in a good way.
Yes.
Because you're bringing people to more of a centered space and closing the gap on the circle where, you know, we're up and down all around. We're a stress-driven society.
Yeah.
Let's be honest with it. So when we're looking at the four pillars that you're going to provide with the spirit, the mind, the body, and the wealth, I want you to share more about the app, the mission,
yes,
and then what it all entails.
Thank you. For everybody, I believe in you can have it all. I don't care what anybody says. You definitely can have it all. One of my very amazing friends always says, slow and steady wins the race. And I used to hate that statement. So I'm just like, I want to get it now. So I went through a tough time. Family, work, everything just came. You know what they say? When they say when it rains, it actually pours. Oh, yeah, it did pour. And I realized that, and I'm pretty sure most people can relate to me in this level. If you're a high performer, and everyone has seen you be at that high level, when that time comes and you want to rely on people, it's kind of like you can't lash out because you've set the standard that everyone comes to you for. So who goes to help the coach when the coach needs help? And that's when I was going through that moment, that's when I realized, Felix, you've gone to compete at Mr. Olympia, Arnold Classic. You've saved billions of dollars for Fortune 100 organizations. You have ministered on so many platforms. You've gone to all of these Joe Dispenza, Tony Robbins, all of these events and built yourself. You're not allowed to go out there and act like you don't have it in you. You've been trying to track this. At one point, I'm like, I'm going to be very serious. I'm going to make sure my corporate career is great. My body is great. And next thing I know, I'm not praying. I'm not meditating. I'm not staying silent. Now I'd be like, you know what? Oh, forget it. I'll get this app and I will focus on silence. I'll focus on my mental health. I'll do all of these other things. And I realize, yeah, but I'm not able to reach out to family and check on people. And there was always something that was missing. And then I decided, after downloading all these apps, paying all of these subscriptions, it's time that I built something that I did not, that would help me stay grounded, that I did not have to pretty much tumble over when the hard times came. So when you're a big guy and you're on the ground and someone is trying to help you up, at least do something so they can, it will be easier for them to pull you along. And that's what I did with this app. So it goes back down to four pillars. If your spirit is right, you can work on your mind. If your mind is right, you can work on your body. If your body is in the right place, you can go out and make all the money that you want. I've worked with folks. I met one guy that has 10 churches. So much money. He was struggling with his health. Then what happens? It is important that at every stage in our life, all I'm saying is just put 1% in any one of those buckets every day. And then see the results over 3 months, over 90 days, over 1 year, and see what it's going to be like. And that helped me. So that's what this app is about. Literally 5-6 minutes, even before we walked in here, we were running late. And I'm just like, I can be silent for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and get my mind right. And I believe you can too. So this is for you, the operating system for your life. I built this for anyone that is going through a tough time, anyone that's having all these thoughts that I know you will not admit to anybody else. All you need is just 5 minutes in the morning. It takes you through the steps. Follow the check boxes. Just agree with the app. Interact with the app. All in one, on one dashboard. And that's it.
I love the fact that you said when it rains, it pours.
Yes.
Because I'm going to circle back to the conference again.
Mm-hmm.
And John Maxwell labeled all of these different things. You have the rainmakers. The rainmakers who dance, want to bring the rain, right? You have the rain breakers. And the rain breakers are the ones that break the rules and see opportunity in anything. And then you have the rain takers who want to take the rain, right? Or take, you know, take the opportunity of, well, that was my idea, right? But for you, you're a rain breaker because what you did is you recognized that there was a need for something. You broke the rules, whatever rules they may or may not be, but you recognized that there was a need and you utilized your own experiences in where you were falling short in some ways, and not falling short in regards to failure.
That's right.
But in regards to serving self.
Yes.
And 99 to 100% of us do it. No one is ever spot on every single day for the most part. You know, there is that 1%, we're talking about 1% of each bucket. But I love the fact that you're looking at the fact of, is if one system is out of check.
That's right.
Typically the next one is. So it's very important for us to recognize that our body is a temple. And as we serve others, we also have to understand the importance of serving ourselves. And it's being self-aware. It's not selfish. It's selfless.
Yeah. I mean, when I was jumping on the plane here, they said, put your oxygen mask on first.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. I cannot give what I don't have. I cannot expect what I don't inspect. If I'm not inspecting my life, if I'm not doing the things that will keep me well, seriously, I want everybody to pause right now, ask yourself a question. It's what, 11? Have you even had 3 minutes of silence? Those are the things that compound over time. And then you realize that you are lashing out at your kids because of you not taking care of you. You realize that your boss is telling you to do one task and then you over there going, no, 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 no. But if you didn't have a job tomorrow, you'd be crying. You'd be back to the same place. Go back and take care of you. And that's what we are talking about here. That's what builds the superhuman mindset. The superhuman mindset is not something that you put on. It's something that you ease into. It's every day, the little things that you do every single day to get you there. And that's why we're here today.
And with the app, you talk about breath. You talk about silence, right? Getting into that sacred silence.
Yes.
And it's hard for a lot of people because, oh man, there's a lot of healing. We all have our own, you know, whether it's, you want to term it as baggage, trauma, whatever it may or may not be. And we need to unpack that.
Yes.
In small doses. You're not going to do it all at once. Let's just be honest, right? But what I love about the app is that the accountability. So if it's not checked, the different percentages, and people like measuring the measurements. So talk about the accountability and how that comes into play with the app.
Yeah. So it comes in two parts. You can have an accountability partner that will nudge you and say, you said you were going to be journaling. Why are you not journaling? Can you go back to that? And then accountability for yourself, where you check in 3 times a day, you get an alert, says, you know what? Have you taken a break today? Have you drank water today? You said you want to lose weight. This entire month, have you done one single intermittent fasting? You say you want to get closer to God. Have you really prayed? It just checks in with you. And then the app gets to know you. As you are going through your days, it's giving you the little nudges. And then, so accountability for yourself and accountability for the rest of the people that you want to have in your own circle. So you can literally go out there and have your own tribe and build your own tribe of people that you want to help get to that next level. So, for example, I mentor a lot of people. They come to me. Most of them will, I would say, take your time. You talk about the rain takers. They'll take your time. And then you give them necessary steps that you think they should do. But there's no way for you to track it. I tell you, oh, make sure journaling is good. Write it down. You never do it. Reflect on your night before you go to bed. You never do it. Now, guess what? I have a way to track it. Mm-hmm. You can share that with me. If you are in there doing it, there's a way for us all to see and hold each other accountable, because that's who you want to be and this is where you want to get to, and this is one way to be able to do that. So for my faith builders, for my personal trainers, for anybody that leads a flock, this is the place for you to do that.
I love that. I love that.
Absolutely.
When we look at the fact of, too, you're talking about accountability, it's we have to own how we show up.
Yes.
Every single day. And if we don't take those steps towards self-improvement or betterment, how do we expect to lead teams? So if you're looking at your job, or let's just say you're a boss or you own a business, mm-hmm. and you're not taking care of yourself.
Yep.
Now, how does that reflect on your team? So we can say, do as I say, not as I do.
Yep.
And you're not going to have a very strong team that are really going to help push that mission forward because they don't have faith in their leader.
Yeah. Well, you know, whenever anybody would say own something, I would run away from that. I'm like, I don't want no ownership. Stop it.
Right. Right.
So I made it easy for everybody. Just follow what the thing is telling you. Once you sign up, there are four different ways that you are asked. What are the things that you want to work on? Just tell me that.
Yep.
If you want to, if summer is coming, you just want to have apps, don't even try to own how to get apps. I'll help you with that. If you just say, I just want to be more present, just pick that. If you say, you know what, I really want to hit my numbers when it comes to my business, just say that. And then once you answer those questions, we build a plan for you.
I love that. So they're identifying the challenges or the obstacles.
Exactly.
And then what you're doing is providing guidance to get them there.
Guidance to get you there.
Step by step.
So you're not scared of, oh, I own something. Nah, just follow this. Okay. 3 months from now, we'll have a conversation.
I love that. So, you know, when we come back, we're going to go into a quick break. But when we come back, I want you to share when individuals can expect something like that. You know, again, the app for them to lock and load on. Mm. But then, too, it's really reflect right now. Where are you at in your life and where do you want to go? Because without a clear vision, how do you expect to have a way? So we'll be back here shortly on Define the Fight. Hey, welcome back to Define the Fight. We are here with Felix Asari. And when we look at health, when we look at spirit, and we look at the power of the mind, he definitely checks all of the boxes and also is providing numerous ways for you to connect, not just with him, but with yourself. And that's what's really important is that spiritual connection.
Yes.
So when we look at what you provide,
yes,
you have the Superhuman Mindset podcast, you have the Superhuman OS app, and you also have your book that's available. So let's talk first, since your app isn't live per mm-hmm. se right now, mm-hmm. let's gear people into how they can be a founder or a connector in that.
Yes. So let's take a step back. For anyone that's listening to us right now, you want to see, you know, when you see people do it, it encourages you. Go on YouTube or go on any platform that you listen to podcasts on. Search for Superhuman Mindset. And when you add a podcast to it, it's a red logo, you see it. Just start listening. You are going to see what other people are doing and how they are overcoming the obstacles and the lessons that they have learned. Again, this is not the resume version. So for any guest that you see on there, what we talk about is not what's on their resume. Most of them don't even know what we're about to talk about. We just sit and then we dig deeper. So find it, like, subscribe, and learn more. Now, once you do that, the next step is, how do you manage your own life? I was not about to share this, but Mariah gave me the eye, so I'll share anyway. You can go to superhumanos.life. Superhumanos.life right now. It's live. And sign up. Everyone that signs up now, you get to be part of our founding members. Just go try it out. Check things off. Give us feedback. Then after that, if you ever have wondered, what is this whole cybersecurity about? Yeah, we are in the Iran war, all of these things that's going on. And I want to understand what this is about. Go on Amazon and then search for From Zero to Hero. It's my title of my book, Zero to Hero, where we talk about cybersecurity, how to get into cybersecurity, what all the career paths are. If you have a nephew, a niece, a son, daughter that wants to get in there, you don't want to worry about all of the advertisements. Just grab it. It's less than $30 on Amazon. Grab it, review it, and it will give you enough information to even get your first job in cybersecurity. Yeah.
So when I look at a superhuman mindset and talking to you, I know that there's always something more. The wheels are turning on what is next.
Yes.
So for you, clearly the app is coming.
That's
and
right.
It's going to be available soon.
Yes.
But what is something right now that you feel like you're really drawn towards that is drawing your curiosity on, like, man, that might be another step that I'm moving towards?
Right now for me, it's about mindset. Being able to get into the minds of everyone that is going through a tough time right now. In our country right now, these are not easy times. There are layoffs left, right, center. People are struggling. It's not like COVID where you can literally pinpoint and say, this is what the problem is. But people are at home and they can't share what is going on. What's on my task list right now, what I'm being drawn to right now, is to be able to touch every one of those people to say, maybe this is an alarm for you to go back in and work on yourself, your spirit, your mind, and your body. Everything else is going to work itself after that. So the Superhuman OS is where I am connecting with people on that right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the thing is, too, it's like we have to learn how to put on our armor. So you talk about war, right?
Yes.
But the reality is what we need to do is control the controllables. So how can we put on our armor? And our armor isn't just like the physical armor. Yes. It's everything that you spoke about.
Yes.
It's making sure that you are armed on how you're going to react and respond to different things. Is it going to impact you or not impact you? Mm-hmm. How are you fueling? Because how you fuel is how you're going to feel. So when you're looking at the news, if that's constantly what you're staring at, you're emptying your tank.
Yes.
Right? There's a difference of, okay, I want to see what's going on.
Yes.
But if you're getting triggered by something that is being shown, then it's impacting your overall health and well-being. And then what you're doing is you're actually creating a dent in your armor. So if it's not adding value to your life, then you need to, at that point, define what the fight is and what I need to cut from my life.
And it's so interesting you mentioned that, because even in the app, I put an option for news in there. And I took this from all my years being an executive. When I'm talking to all the board members, they want to have be brief, be bold, be brief, simple. So I said, I realized every time I wanted to see just what's happening on the news, next thing I know, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm everywhere. And I just wanted to see one line. Mm-hmm. If I put an AI in there, it literally summarizes in two lines for you what's happening, so you are not drawn into what's happening with the rest of the world right now. Because, yes, do I want to go watch the news every day? No. But do I still want to be up
in
to
the
date,
loop.
In the
yeah.
loop of what's happening? Yes, and that's what that does. Now, back to what you were saying about being able to manage yourself and then get ready for the fight and putting on your armor. Like, honestly, I don't think we talk about that enough.
Right.
How do you control the controllables? It's all on you. It's all within you. But what are you doing every single day to control that? And that's a question that we never answer.
100%. And that's why your app is going to, you know, keep people accountable. It's like, absolutely. Okay, check your armor.
Check your armor. What are you doing every day for it?
100%.
Just feed it. That's it.
Feed yourself, feed your soul, feed your spirit. That's really what it comes down to.
That's it.
Well, Felix, I want to thank you for joining me today on Define the Fight. I look forward to listening more to your superhuman podcast, wow. Mindset podcast. Shoot off one more time your website so people can go there and check out your app that's coming out.
All right. So for YouTube, Superhuman Mindset Podcast, anywhere on YouTube, just search that. It'll pop up. We have the red logo with Superhuman Mindset in there. Then for the app, it's superhumanos.life, superhumanos.life. And everything about us is superhuman. You got it. I have it. The challenge is, do you want to think deeper and live higher, or you're just going to be like everyone else? And I want to tell you, it's your time. It's your season. It is time that you take that one step that's going to catapult your life in a way that you've never seen before. When war happens, do you know the ones that win? Preparation. Are you prepared?
Boom. Mic drop. Well, thank you so much, Felix, for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you continue to elevate and elevate others with you as you grow.
Thank you for getting me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, you heard the man with the master plan. Get out there, put on your armor, because until you define the fight, how do you expect to win the fight? Until next week, have a great one.